Good afternoon and welcome to Live with Pastor Al. Got a Bible question? Wondering what to make of current events? Call now, toll free at 888-677-9673. That's 888-677-9673. Now, open your Bibles, open your minds, and join the conversation with your host, Pastor Al Davis.
Well, good afternoon. Welcome to another edition of Live with Pastor Al. I'm your host, Pastor Al Davis. I'll be with you until 2 o'clock right here on AM 1220, The Word. I hope you'll be able to stick with us this afternoon. And if you've got a question about the Bible or current events in light of God's Word, I invite you to give us a call here today. You can call us toll-free at 888-677-9673. That's 888-677-9673. And let's go ahead on this little rainy afternoon here and start our program with the word of prayer. Heavenly Father, Lord, I want to thank you again for the opportunity to be on the air today. We pray that you would bless the program. And I just ask, Lord, that you would help us to be a blessing and encouragement to somebody today through the things that we talk about. And again, that we could point people to Christ. And we just thank you again for the opportunity. Use us for your glory. We thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Well, good to be with you today. As I said, it's a rainy sort of day here in northeastern Ohio, and we were talking about mowing grass and stuff like that before the program got started, and I couldn't even begin to get into my yard right now with the mower. My mower would sink into the ground, and instead of riding it, I'd be trying to pull it. And I can't even go out there with a push mower. It's too wet. I'd be slogging through the mud and everything myself, and probably trying to get my feet out of it. But at any rate, I guess it's got to rain. It's the April showers turned into May showers here this year, I think. And it's been a little bit cool here. We had a warm April, but we're starting into a really cool month of May so far. Well, other than that, there's some things that have been going on here that are kind of exciting. Yesterday, of course, was the National Day of Prayer, and we're going to touch on some things with that here in just a moment, and some things that took place yesterday. But I do want to mention, of course, that if you want to find out more about us or more about the program or about our church, the Bible Baptist Church in Richfield, Ohio, you can log on to our website at livewithpastoral.com. That's livewithpastoral.com, and that'll take you to our web page, and there's a number of things on there. Try to put some notes and things on there from time to time, and some links to some things. Also, if you missed a program, or maybe you've not been able to stay up for our Sunday night program, of course, in addition to being on Fridays at 1:30 to 2 o'clock, we're on every Sunday night from 11 o'clock until midnight for a whole hour. And I know a lot of people don't like staying up that late, especially after being busy with church and everything on Sunday, or getting ready to go to work on Monday morning and all, and you don't get to stay up that late, or you start to and you fall asleep during the middle of the program or something. You can find those programs online at livewithpastoral.com. That's livewithpastoral.com. They're available. You can listen to them right there on the page. They're MP3 files, and I think on the page itself, it goes back at least until sometime in 2015, and then there's a link for the Live with Pastor Al audio archive, which goes back a few more years. I'm really not sure how far back it goes, but there's a lot there, and there's also some other things, some selected segments that have been snipped out from different programs on different things, and then also some articles and stuff that I've written over the years. And so there's a lot available there. I encourage you to check us out, livewithpastoral.com. And there's also links to our home church, the Bible Baptist Church in Richfield, Ohio, which is my home church. More on that at the end of the program, but certainly invite you if you're on the anywhere in I guess, the Akron-Cleveland area. We're right midway between Akron and Cleveland, right where Interstate 77 and the Ohio Turnpike cross on Broadview Road right there, or I'm sorry, Brecksville Road right there. In fact, I just noticed that on our website, I was looking, you see things and you don't realize that they're there. You just realize that the address on our website says Broadview Road. It's supposed to say Brecksville Road, and there's two main north-south roads in Richfield, and that's Brecksville Road and Broadview Road. Well, we're on Brecksville Road at 5173 Brecksville Road. We meet in the Richfield Holiday Inn Express. But glad I caught that. I'll have to get that corrected. And, of course, there's also a link to East Coast Pizza over in Garfield Heights. You can check them out at Garfield Heights at 4889 Turney Road, right across the street from the Garfield Heights High School. And you can call them for pickup or delivery at 216-341-9100. That's 216-341-9100. And if you mention Pastor Al, you can get a large one-topping pizza for just, or a medium, I'm sorry, medium one-topping pizza for just $5, I believe it is. But I was going to mention, if you know somebody who's looking for some extra work, needs make a little money, and they're over on the east side of the Garfield Heights area, somewhere around there, East Coast Pizza is looking for a pizza delivery driver, and they can show up at East Coast Pizza, 4889 Turney Road, right across the street from the Garfield Heights High School, and talk to Gus, and he'll take care of you there. That's East Coast Pizza in Garfield Heights. All right, well, I want to mention a couple other things here, and some things from the news. And this is was an exciting day yesterday, looking at some of the things in the news. And of course, a lot of the media is talking about the celebration of the House coming together and passing their health care act to begin the process of repealing and reforming Obamacare. And that's a good development there. I heard somebody talking about how people say, "Oh, people are going to be without insurance." Well, there's a lot of people without insurance as a result of this. In fact, Obamacare cost me my insurance personally, but a lot of people effectively are without insurance because their premiums that were supposed to go down. President Obama promised they'd go down by $2,500 a month on average, soared in many cases by thousands of dollars. And so people couldn't afford it, and the deductible soared by so much that people never actually touch their insurance because they don't spend down their deductible. But that's beside the point. That's a developing story. We'll see how the Senate does as they take this up, and I'm looking forward to that, making it to the White House for President Trump's signature when they finally get that together. But the real exciting thing yesterday, as I said, yesterday was the National Day of Prayer, and President Trump capped off the National Day of Prayer with a Rose Garden signing of, I believe it was in the Rose Garden, yes, signing of the Presidential Executive Order promoting free speech and religious liberty. And that's an exciting development there. And so I thought I would read some of this here today and just comment on it a little bit. And a lot of people say, well, why do we need this? Well, we need this partly because of the abuses and excesses during the Obama administration and some of the things that were put into Obamacare and such that have really trampled on the rights of Christians in this country and making Christians and making churches afraid to speak up and comment on what's going on the national scene, what's going on with the issues of the day. And, you know, I've always been of the philosophy where Peter and John, when they were taken by the council in Acts chapter 4 and told that they weren't to speak or preach in the name of Jesus, and they had beaten them and all that. I like what Peter and John said in verse 19, where it says, "But Peter and John answered and said unto them, whether it be right in the sight of God to hearken unto you more than unto God, judge ye, for we cannot but speak the things which we have seen and heard." And That's the way we ought to be, regardless of whether or not there's a presidential executive order promoting free speech and religious liberty. I mean, we should always be bold to speak the word of God, and like Paul and John saying, we cannot but speak the things which we have seen and heard. Well, this executive order, I thought maybe I'd just read through it here a little bit, and we'll just touch on a few things as we go through this, and probably comment on some of the things here. And it starts out, promoting free speech and religious liberty by the authority vested in me as president by the Constitution and the laws of the United States of America in order to guide the executive branch in formulating and implementing policies with implications for the religious liberty of persons and organizations in America and to further compliance with the Constitution and with applicable statutes and presidential directives, it is hereby ordered as follows. And then it goes into several sections after that introductory remark here. And before I get into a couple of those sections there, there's a couple things that I like right off the bat looking at this introductory remark. By the authority vested in me as president, by the Constitution and the laws of the United States of America. And we are a nation of law, and the president is to be guided, not just guided, but directed by the Constitution of the United States of America. And the Constitution's got some very strong statements in it, not the least of which is the First Amendment, which says Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of religion. Excuse me. Or prohibiting the free exercise thereof, or abridging the freedom of speech or of the press, or the right of the people peaceably to assemble and to petition the government for a redress of grievances. And that's all one sentence. That's not a series of sentences there. That's one sentence. The main subject of the sentence is religion. And all these things that are there with speech and press and assembly and petition have to do with protecting freedom of religion. And that authority is vested in President Donald Trump. And I'm glad to say that I can say that it's invested in President Donald Trump and not President Hillary Clinton, because this type of an order would not have been forthcoming from a President Hillary Clinton. This is directly a result of God's intervention in last November's election that elevated President Trump to the highest office in the land. Most people believed that Hillary Clinton was going to win. And most people believe that it was impossible that Donald Trump would ever become president. Well, I can safely say that a year before the election, the thought of Donald Trump winning the election, I thought was an impossibility too. But praise God, we serve a God of the impossible. And in Daniel chapter 2, Daniel talks about God raising up princes and putting down princes. And I believe God raised up Donald Trump. Now, Hillary Clinton, I remember back during the 90s when the Clintons were in power before, and although they did instigate some things, the Religious Freedom Act, I believe, and some other things that were beneficial, overall, the Clintons, Bill and Hillary both, were very antagonistic to Christians, especially Bible-believing Christians in this country, and through the Justice Department, the Secretary the Attorney General, and I'm trying to think of her name here. I can picture her face, but drawing a blank on her name right here at the moment. They really went after Christians in a lot of cases there. But when we look at this, this is authority that's vested in President Trump, a totally different person with a different view of Christianity. This is a person whom there are credible sources saying that a little over a year or so ago that he actually did put his faith in Jesus Christ as his Savior. And I think we've seen some changes in the man. I think he's not perfect. what Christian is perfect, especially when somebody gets saved later in life. They don't seem to, they're not going to change overnight. They don't seem to become perfect immediately. They have difficulties. They have things that they struggle with, habits and such from days gone by. And so as a consequence, we understand that there's a period of growth. But Donald Trump, because God allowed him into that position, he is using that position to protect the rights and the freedoms, the liberties of Bible-believing Christians in this country. And let me just touch on a couple of things, and I'm going to jump to our caller here because we've got a caller coming in with, I believe, a topic a little bit different than what I'm talking about right now. So let me watch the time here so I can just touch on a couple highlights here in this executive order. And the section one has to do with policy. It should be the policy of the executive branch to vigorously enforce federal law's robust protections for religious freedom. Now, the Soviet Union back in the Cold War era, the Union of Soviet Socialist Republics, a communist country, had a tremendous statement of freedom of religion in it, except it wasn't enforced. So you can have a great series of laws and things protecting religious freedom, but if you don't enforce it, they don't do you any good. It's just like if you have great brakes on your car and you never use them, they don't do you any good. Well, the founders, he says, this is quoting from the order, the founders envisioned a nation in which religious voices and views were integral to a vibrant public square and in which religious people and institutions were free to practice their faith without fear of discrimination or retaliation by the federal government. For that reason, the United States Constitution enshrines and protects the fundamental right to religious liberty as America's first freedom. Federal law protects the freedom of Americans and their organizations to exercise religion and participate fully in civic life without undue interference by the federal government. The executive branch will honor and enforce those protections. Again, this is something that we see under a Trump presidency that we would not have seen under a Hillary Clinton presidency. And this is an upholding of the First Amendment that I read earlier, because think about it, without freedom of religion, you really don't have free speech. Think of how many churches, how many pastors, how many Christians have been afraid to say what they really thought about things, because they were afraid that they'd lose their tax-exempt status. They were afraid the IRS would come after them. They were afraid the federal government would harass them. And this is urging the government to honor and protect Christians, not go after them for their speech. And then, again, Section 2, respecting religious and political speech, it gets more detailed here. All executive departments and agencies shall, to the greatest extent practicable and to the extent permitted by law, respect and protect the freedom of persons and organizations to engage in religious and political speech. How about those Christian bakers, Christian photographers, Christian florists that are being harassed and pilloried by people for standing up for their Christian faith and saying that they don't agree with same-sex marriage, and yet the government goes after them at various levels. Well, this is talking about protecting them through the executive branch of the government. And it says, in particular, the Secretariat of the Treasury shall ensure, to the extent permitted by law, that the Department of Treasury does not take any adverse action against any individual, house of worship, or other religious organization on the basis that such individual or organization speaks or has spoken about moral or political issues from a religious perspective, where speech of similar character has, consistent with law, not ordinarily been treated as participation or intervention in a political campaign on behalf of or in opposition to a candidate for public office by the Department of Treasury. As used in this section, the term adverse action means the imposition of any tax or tax penalty, the delay or denial of tax-exempt status. Well, I wonder what Lois Lerner thinks about this if she's read this. Remember, she's the one that delayed and denied tax-exempt status, the disallowance of tax deductions for contributions made to entities exempted under taxation or from taxation under Section 501c3 of Title 26 United States Code, or any other action that makes unavailable or denies tax deduction, exemption, credit, or benefit. And then it says this, and conscientious protections with respect to preventative care mandate. This affects some of the Obama care mandates. Remember the Little Sisters of the Poor, the nuns that are forced to have contraceptive and abortion services? The Secretary of Treasury, the Secretary of Labor, and the Secretary of Health and Human Services shall consider issuing amended regulations consistent with applicable law to address conscience-based objections to the preventative care mandate promulgated under, and it gives the code for the Obamacare. And then religious liberty guidance in Section 4. In order to guide all agencies in complying with relevant federal law, the Attorney General shall, as appropriate, issue guidance interpreting religious liberty protections in federal law. Folks, this is a tremendous statement. There's a lot more that it could have said and a lot that it might have not said. This is a start. This is a start, and they still need House Bill 36, the Ohio Pastors Protection Act. We still need legislation and overturning of the Johnson Amendment, but this is a tremendous start. This is one of the reasons why I personally voted for Donald Trump for president, and many people I know voted, looking for things like this out of him. We knew we wouldn't get this with a Hillary Clinton presidency. In fact, we'd have gotten the opposite. Well, you're listening to Live with Pastor Al. We got just a few minutes left, and I've got Bill holding on the line. And Bill, thanks for waiting. I saw you had a different subject. I just wanted to finish what we were talking there, but welcome to the program.
Oh, thank you, Pastor Al. You know, right after your program Sunday, about an hour later comes a program called Coast to Coast. They had a New Age queen on by the name of Christine Day.
She was talking. Hey, Don, I'm sorry, we don't have enough time to continue with all that right at the moment because we're about out of time. And you had a question about UFOs. Oh, sorry, we lost him right there. But I wanted to get that information out about the president's speech and all there, but we had somebody calling in a different subject there. And as far as UFOs go, there's two major sources of them, actually three major sources of what's called UFOs. The major source is just people seeing things that they don't know what it is, and that's exactly what the term is, unidentified flying objects. I have some friends who are in the Air Force working on these stealth bombers, and when the stealth bombers were being developed and testing them, and they actually had a couple squadrons of them flying out of, I believe it was Nellis Air Force Base, and as they would fly them, it's still a top secret program, they would always get a raft of UFO sightings, and people call the Air Force and say, are you testing some top secret information? Well, of course the Air Force wasn't going to say that they were. They denied it because it was top secret. But so that's part of it. People just don't know what they're seeing. They see some kind of aircraft in the sky, or, you know, there's the old weather balloon explanation. But they see things in the sky. They just don't know what it is. It's an unidentified flying object. And so that's what they call it. The other thing is people imagine that they're seeing things that aren't there. And that happens. There's a hysteria that starts and everybody sees things. And but there's some things that are not explainable by those means. And the devil, and his fallen angels, the unclean spirits, the devils, the demons, whatever you want to call them, they're spirits. And the devil is the prince of the power of the air, and they fake a lot of this stuff. There's a reason why, if you study UFO literature, that people who encounter UFO beings or alien beings that came from, you know, wherever in outer space, that they have an antipathy towards biblical Christianity, towards the Bible, towards the God of the Bible. They don't have any antipathy towards Allah or Buddha or Krishna or anything like that, but they sure do have a hostility towards Jesus Christ and the Bible. And, you know, they say that when you're caught in an abduction experience, you can't stop it, but there's documented cases, even unsaved UFOologists know about these, where people crying out in the name of Jesus, save me, it's been stopped, and it's the demonic aspect of this. Sorry we don't have time. Check out our website, livewithpastoral.com. That's livewithpastoral.com. There's some things right there, and I want to thank you for listening today, and join us again next week. God bless.
You've just listened to Live with Pastor Al. To learn more about Pastor Al Davis and Live with Pastor Al, visit our website at livewithpastoral.com. That's livewithpastoral.com. You can also like us on Facebook or listen to past programs at livewithpastoral.com. Pastor Al Davis invites you to visit him at the Bible Baptist Church in Richfield, Ohio, Sunday morning at 11 or Sunday evening at 6. Or you can join us for our Friday night Bible study tonight from 7 to 9. The Bible Baptist Church meets at the Richfield Holiday Inn Express at 5171 Brecksville Road in Richfield. You can contact Pastor Al by writing to Pastor Al Davis at P.O. Box 452, Richfield, Ohio 44286. Or you can email Pastor Al at pastoral@maplenoel.us. Join us for more live conversation this Sunday night from 11 to midnight and again next Friday afternoon from 1:30 to 2 right here on AM 1220, The Word. Live with Pastor Al has been brought to you by the Bible Baptist Church in Richfield, Ohio.